Blog Talk Radio.
Rav Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Yes, here. Rastafari sabbatical studies, 48th degree. So steam, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Rav Tov, yes, sir. Good evening.
Sendet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for days are resting inside your home.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta, Kohulum Ayinasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Here the evening psalm for the Shabbat day, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Song for days of rest, yeah, inside your
fast. Rock up our and scatter them like sand of this to shore. Enemies very shall dance and I'm forevermore. But my heart shall swell up like the horn of Africa. See, I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest inside your home and seal up. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. And still it's all the same. Better relax this and recline. His majesty said unity is only done. See, no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. In a place with get them all, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your personal life. Your face look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual life. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon feel like trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Shabbat shalom, oh Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah.
Saturday, 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 and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
Savri Maranana Varabotai, meaning either with the permission of those present, Savri Maranana Varabotai, or be attentive, those of you present, the Baraka for wine, the Baraka for the chalice of wine. The Baraka for the wine, the blessing for the wine, is introduced with the words, Savri Maranana Varabotai, with the permission of those present, or be attentive, those of you present. It is similar to the formula used by the one who leads the grace after meals. Barshut Maranana Varabotai. The word Birshut, birshut is used with bread. Savri is used with wine. This formula is used to call the attention of those present to the fact that a braka, a blessing, is about to be said, and to obtain their silent consent in having kiddush recited on their behalf. Each person need only listen to the braka, to the blessing, and to answer amen, amen, with the intent to fulfill his or her individual obligation to recite kiddush.
Yeah, you know what?
Baruch ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvotayo V'Ratzavanu V'Shabata Kadsho B'Ahava U'V'Ratzon Nahinachilanu Zikaron L'Ma'iseya B'Reishit Ki Yehuwa Yom Techila Le'mikaraye Kodesh Zekera Liyatsiata Mitrayi Kiyavanua Va Harta We Otanu Ki Adashta Mikola Ha Amim We Shabata Kadshika Be Ahava Uve Ratzona Hina Halatanu Barukata Yahua Me Kadesh HaShabbat. The Baraka, the blessing of the sanctification for HaShabbat, for the Sabbath. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Jehovah and Elohim, King of the universe, universal King, who sanctified I and I with his commandments and has taken pleasure in I and I. He caused I and I to inherit his holy, his isle, his set apart Shabbat in love and favor as a memorial to the walk of creation, to the work of iration. This day is the first of the sacred festivals, a memorial of the Exodus Mimitzrayim from Egypt. For thou, the I, has chosen I and I and sanctified and set I and I apart above all nations. And thy holy, thy set apart Shabbat did thou bequeath to us, to I and I, as an inheritance in love and favor. Blessed art the I, Yahuwah Jehovah, who sanctifies, who sets apart HaShabbat, who sets apart the Sabbath. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, Ayinai Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. Asher k'idshanu b'mitzvotayo v'ratzah vanu. Who sanctify Ayinai with his commandments and has taken pleasure in I. Wishabata kadisho be ahava. He who caused I to inherit the holy, the set apart Sabbath in love and favor. In love and favor. Uaviratzona hina chilanu zikarona le maiseya be. Reishit, Reishit, as a memorial to the work of creation, as a memorial to the work of iration. This day is the first of the sacred festivals. This day is the first of the sacred feasts of the sacred festivals. Ki yohu yom techila le mikara e kodesh zekara liyatziyata mitzrayim. This day is the first of the sacred feast, the called out assembly, the set apart assemblies, the mikara e kodesh, a memorial to the Exodus Mitzrayim. Zekar litziata Mitzrayim. For thou hast chosen Ayinai and sanctified Ayinai above all peoples, above all nations. Ki avanu v'charta v'otanu ki adashta mikol ha'amim. And thy holy, thy set apart Sabbath, Shabbat, did thou bequeath to us, to Ayinai, as an inheritance in love and favor. Vishavata kadishka v'ahava uveratzona hinachaltanu. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, he who be who he be, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Baruch atah Yahuwah mekadesh ha-Shabbat. The Sabbath owes its primary distinction and sanctity to its status as a zikaron, as a memorial to Elohim's creation, iration of the universe,
the universe. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of that country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of that country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of that country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before God.
Kadamawi.
Inflasya.
the home places do what
the birds, oh, they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the sky. All these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flowers, how it makes your garden look pretty. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cooling snow. Yeah, baby. What a beautiful. The leaves are blowing away in the sky. Listen to the birds, oh, they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the sky. All these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flowers, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cooling flow. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cooling flow.
Shabbat shalom, senbet salam. Yes,
senbet salam, senbet salam, senbet salam, senbet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Yes, sir. So here we have the 48th degree of I&I sabbatical study. In the Hebrew, it's called Shoftim, Bamarinya. In the Amharic and the King of Kings Bible, Sarajoch, Sarajoch, judges, Shoftim, Shoftim, judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates. Very important Torah reading and feeding as it's a kind of a summary, a compendium of that which has gone before as we're coming to the fulfillment of the sabbatical studies, the five books of Moshe here in the season, coming forward to the Fall Festival. It's called the Fall Festival, the third of the three times in the year, corresponding with Rosh Hashanah, scripturally Yom Teruah, the day of the shout, the day of the trumpets, also with Melkam Adis Amet, both the Lunar New Year and the Solar New Year. This year, the 6th of September, the Lunar New Year, and September 11th for the Solar New Year, Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year. So here, we have Moshe. We have Moses giving his farewell addresses and sermons to a new generation of the Israelites. We have municipal judges and officers. Judges and officers in all of the gates of Yisrael. Also speaks to the forbidden forms of worship, forbidden forms of, we could say, worship or bowing or prostration, forbidden forms. In chapter 17, pick up verses 16 and 18, judges and officers. Chapter 17, legal decisions by the priests, the Kohanim, and the Shoftim, and the judges. Now, it's interesting because in Psalm 82, Is that the psalm there where it says, I've said ye are gods, all of you are children, sons of the Most High? That right there has a lot to do with the judges. So it says corrupt judges, corrupt shoftim were condemned, were judged in that psalm. So the title of shoftim and the title of ha-Elohim or the Elohim speaks to the collective decision of the judges. The judges as a group are called the Elohim because they are agents of Ha'Elohim, of Ha'Elohim, of the power. And they judge according to his rule book, his direction, instruction, according to his majesty's glory. For my part, I glory in the Bible, or the Gemara, Nagus, and the guest, according to HaTorah, according to the direction, instruction. So the real context of I've said you are Elohim, all of you are sons, is referring to the Shoftim. The Shoftim, even the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael. You know, when we talk about what others do to I and I as a people, sometimes the worst is what we do to I and I ourselves. So the context of that psalm right there, I have said ye are Elohim, can be better discerned from the scripture elsewhere, even from here. The judges, the Shoftim, are also referred to as the Elohim. Not individually. They're not individually an Elohim, but as a collective, as a group, they are the Elohim. They judge on behalf of the power, the true good, the true God. So legal decisions by the Kohanim and the Shoftim are brought forward in chapter 17, as well as limitations. There are limitations on royal authority, on the king's authority. There are limitations on royal authority. And this is how we know his divine majesty, Kemal Haile Selassie, having absolute power and giving to the children of the Ethiopians as the children of Yisrael were given Torah, direction, instruction, a constitution for righteous, for righteous judgment, for righteous judgment and for justice. The connection with Melchizedek also should be noted there. Melchizedek, king of Tzedek, righteousness, Tzadok and Tzedek. In chapter 18, we have privileges, the privileges of the Kohanim, the priests and the Levim and the Levites. All of the Kohanim were Levim, were Levites, but not all of the Levites were Kohanim. The Kohanim were the descendants of Aharon, of Aaron. The Levites, descendants of Levi. All of the priests were Levites, but not all of the Levites were priests. Take note. In chapter 18, also there's child sacrifice, divination, and magic prohibited. Child sacrifice, fire. Divination, fire. Magic prohibited. Now, some say that when you look at some of the rites and rituals of the children of Israel, in their view, it seems like, you know, divining. It seems like, you know, spiritual powers. To put into context, the divinations of other nations, there are some things that might seem to some to be like the Urim and Thummim and even the Ark and how the sanctuary worked. It might seem like some of the rituals and practices of other nations, but it's only Yisrael that accepted the yoke. The yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. Accepted the yoke of HaTorah. Accepted the yoke of the Torah, the direction, instructions. So child sacrifice, divination, and the magical practices. Also, Obia is mentioned. Actually, it's mentioned even in the Hebrew. Quite interesting, ain't it? Also in chapter 18, we have a new prophet. The prophecy concerning a prophet like to Moshe, like to Moses. Chapter 19, the Torot, the direction, instruction, or in translation, the laws, quote unquote, concerning cities of refuge. Property boundaries are also set, property boundaries. Law, Torot, concerning witnesses, direction, instruction concerning the giving of witness and bearing witness and not bearing false witness. In chapter 20 is the rules of warfare. Rules of engagement, the war laws and rules of warfare are outlined in chapter 20. In chapter 21, the law, the Torah, direction, instruction concerning murder by persons unknown. murder by persons unknown. In the prophet's reading, we pick up with Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 51, the baraka, the blessing in store for John's people. Also in chapter 52, may Zion, may she rejoice, the soul of Jah people. Portion commentary, there's the prophet, somewhat mysterious. Who is this prophet? The thought for the Shavua briefly here. Therefore, repent, have a change of heart and mind, and return. Turn away from the stray way and return to Yahweh, truth and life, so that your uckeries, your sins, your lacks, your forfeitures may be wiped away. Clean that slate in order that times, the hours of refreshing and renewal may come from the presence, from the face of He who be, we be, His divine majesty, Adonai Jah, Rastafari, and that He may send Yeshua. Yeshua means He saves, sending His salvation, the Word made flesh, HaMoshiach, the anointing appointed for you, whom Shemayim, the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, must Kabbalah, must receive, until the period, the time, space, continuum, the period of restoration of all things, about that Ha'el, Ha'il, the power Himself, the Almighty, Ha'ilahim, spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets from the ancient times, from the Kedem, from the ancient times. So here is giving an overview right here. And we're in one of the Shabbats, the Sabbaths of comfort right here. Today's daily song, we have today's daily psalm is Psalm 99. So let's get a first here with some of the Hebrew highlights of today's daily psalm, and then get a context and an overview of today's daily psalm, Psalm 99, the 99th psalm.
Psalm 99.
Mizmor tzadetet, 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 tzadetet.
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Be moved. Be moved. Be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut haaretz.
The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. For it is holy. For it is holy. For it is
kadosh.
For it is
kadosh.
For it is kadosh.
For it is kadosh.
For it is
kadosh.
For it is kadosh. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. For He is holy. For He is holy. For He is
kadosh.
For He is
kadosh.
For He is kadosh.
For He is kadosh.
For He is
kadosh.
For
He
is kadosh. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name, they called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance that He gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though Thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy, 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 holy.
And here today's daily psalms, look over the Talua. And you also recognize that Psalm 99 is part of that set that begins off the Shabbat from Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. So Psalm 99 right here, just give an ear, Royal Amharic chant from the King of Kings Bible. Featured rhythm instrumental is a tune called Hashem Melech, featuring God El Baz, and the rapper Nassim X. But here, the Royal Amharic from the Mitzvah Kedus of Negusa Neges. Yes, I, Xiavi Neges, Ao, Amen.
Mazmur Zatanasim, Bakanif Zatanazate. Yedawit Mazmur.
እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ አህዛብ ይደንግጡ በኪሩቤል ላይ ተቀመጠ ምድር ትናወጥ እግዚአብሔር በጽዮን ታላቅ ነው እርሱም በአህዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍ ከፋል ግሩምና ቅዱስ ነውና ሁሉ ታላቅ ስምህን ያመስግኑ የንጉሥ ክብር ፍርድን ይወዳል አንተ ቅንነትን አጠና ለያዕቆብ ፍርድንና ጽድቅን አንተ አደረግ አምላካችንን እግዚአብሔርን ከፍ ከፍ አድርጉ ቅዱስ ነውና ወደ እግሩ መረገጫ ስገዱ ሙሴና አሮን በካህናቱ ዘንድ ሳሙኤልም ስሙን በሚጠሩት ዘንድ ናቸው እግዚአብሔርን ጠሩ እርሱም መለሰላቸው በዳመና አምድ ተናገራቸው ምስክሩንና የሰጣቸውን ትእዛዝ ጠበቁ አቤቱ አምላካችን ሆይ አንተ ሰማሃቸው አቤቱ አንተ ማርሃቸው ሥራቸውንም ሁሉ ግን ተቀበልሃቸው አምላካችንን እግዚአብሔርን ከፍ ከፍ አድርጉ በቅዱስ ተራራውም ስገዱ አምላካችን እግዚአብሔር ቅዱስ ነው
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai Malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut haarez.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy, for it is holy, for it is holy, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Hashem, some of the religious Yehudi Jews, Judahites, even Israelites, instead of saying the Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahuwah name, would say Hashem. Hashem means the name. Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech. The name is King. The name is King. So here, is what you make the eye here, the tune right here. Nassim X on the rap right there. And God Al-Baz on the relic.
Al-Selassie in the sun.
Wow. Here. Hashem Melech.
Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up. Ha ha. Yep. Pump up the volume every day. Stand in place. Heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building. button trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the king. Ha Shim, you're the king.
Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo Leolam Va'em. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, that's the Hashem, Hashem Melech. Just a little bit of the relic so we can understand. The chorus line actually is based on one of these psalms right here. Hashem Melech, he who be, who he be. The name is King Hashem Malach. The name has become King. Melech, King Malach, as in today's psalm, Malach is has become King, has been coronated. Hashem Yimloch. Yimlok, he will reign. Le olam wa'ed va'ed, from now and even for ever. So right there from the psalm, right here, love Nassim's lyrics right here. This is the world make over. Moshiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you got to do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you. Smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up high, high, yep, yep. Pump up the volume every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say, pressure building, trying to hold my peace. The next part of his relix right there, just to bring out, okay, here's a part right here, here's a part right here. Say, yeah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, our father, King David's rock, your honor. We give our lot, the stronger we cling, you drop, the blessing. The Braka, Braka in Hebrew, blessing, success, Hatlacha, Hatlacha, success, or prosperity, success, Hatlacha, the world is yours, you offer it to whomever calls, he goes on to say, wake up my friend, we gone, praising Hashem, praising the name with all our soul, the Klipa is fighting, we know, we wage in a war. Don't let him go. The klipa is one of the words used for like, it actually means the shedding of a bark, but it's used in Kabbalistic reasoning and circles for like the demon, the klipa. It's like a bark of a tree coming off the klipa. So the klipa is fighting, we know, like the demons, the anti-INIs, that are against INI, the antichrist are fighting. We wage in a war. Don't let them go, even if the world don't turn. The fire will burn, the Aish Tamid. Aish in Hebrew is fire, Tamid mean continual. So the itinual, the continual fire, the Aish Tamid. Or Korban. Korban is sacrifice. So he says the fire will burn, the Aish Tamid, or Korban, self-sacrifice. Yes, put Aish on me, fire on I. We clap it loud, scream it loud. We going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow. Malkut, complete. Malkut, the Hebrew word for the kingdom. The kingdom, established in the kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. So the Malkut, complete. We're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. HaMelech, then we bow. Malkut, complete. Yet, pick up a mitzvah. Pick up a mitzvah like a commandment. Do that which he says to do. Lay down the chet. The chet. The chet is a sin, the uchery. Olam haba, the world to come, or olam hazeh, or the world this. Either it's the world to come, or it's this world. Olam haba, or olam hazeh, olam the this. The feeling is great when we can say, praise Hashem, his name is great. Now, we standing here in the night so clear, like the shine up on your crown. Yeah, we up so high in the midnight sky, and we never come back down. Then it goes back to the chorus line from the psalm, Yahuwah Melech, Yahuwah Malak, Yahuwah Yimlok, Le'olam Wa'ed, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Wa'ed. The name is king. The name has been coronated, has become king. The name will rule and reign as king forever and ever, for ever and ever. So here. Let's just ride up right here for Tehillim overview of today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the 99th psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Tet. Tzadai Tet, the 99th psalm, is seen as a call to worship, a call to worship renewed, a call to worship renewed.
Shalom, Haberim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Roeh, according to the Shepherd, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gusa Neges, even the king of kings, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Psalm XCIX, Psalm 99. Psalm 99, Psalm XCIX, call to worship renewed. The call to worship is renewed. Now the theme of today's daily psalm is as the theme of Psalm XCIII, Psalm 93, and Psalm XCVII, Psalm 97 is repeated. So the themes of Psalm 93 and Psalms 97 are repeated in today's daily psalm according to the royal order. We have Psalm 93, Psalm XCII, Psalm Adai, Adai, Gimel, Elohim HaMelech, Elohim the King. The theme of Psalm 93 was the psalm inaugurates a group ending with C, with the C song, the C note song, the 100th song, but omitting XCIV, omitting Psalm 94, which has as its theme the enthronement of Elohim as Melech HaOlam, as King of the Universe, as Universal King, Eternal King, Melech HaOlam. Now, the older commentators gave these psalms a messianic interpretation as relating to a renewed world in the future. A more acceptable view, some say, is that they originated at the return from the Babylonian exile. At the national catastrophe, Elohim appeared. God, the good Elohim, appeared. The King of Kings appeared to have abdicated. But now that a new era, a new age was opening for Yisrael, for Israel, hopes took a wider sweep and looked for a reconstruction not only of Zion, of Zion, but of the universe as Elohim's Malkut, as Elohim's kingdom. Now the LXX, the Septuagint, has the title, quote, for the day before HaShabbat, the day before the Senbet, the day before the Sabbath, confirming the statement in the Talmud, in the ancient Timharit, the teaching that the Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, was chanted in the temple by the Lewim, the Lewawiyam, the Levites, each Friday for the day before HaShabbat. So that's the theme of Psalm 93, Chavarim, Elohim the King. As today's daily psalm, Psalm 99, the theme of Psalms 93 and 97 is repeated. So looking at Psalm 97, just to get the theme, Chavarim, so we can give praise with understanding and understanding, overstanding, we have Psalm 97, Psalm XCVII, Psalm Tzadei Zayin. Tzadei Zayin in the Hebrew, Psalm 93, Psalm XCVII, the Universal King, the Universal King, the Universal Negus. This psalm, Psalm 97, the theme, Chavarim, of this Mizmor, develops the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. So the preceding psalm is Psalm 96, and it develops the verse, the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. So when we look at the preceding psalm, 96, verse 13, what is the concluding verse? It says, before Hashem, before Tetragrammaton, before Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, for he is come to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba, before he who be who he be. Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba, ki ba, for he is come. Ki ba, for he is come. Lishpot ha'aretz, for he is come to judge. Lishpot ha'aretz, to judge the earth. Yishpot Tebel B'Sedek. He will judge the world, the inhabitable portions of the world, B'Sedek, with righteousness. Yishpot Tebel B'Sedek. And the peoples with Amin, with Amin, and the peoples in his faithfulness. Ba Amunato, in his faithfulness. So Psalm 93 develops the theme of the concluding verse of Psalm 96, Psalm 96, verse 13. It tells of the effects which result from Ha-Elohim's assumption of the judgeship over the world. The dismay it creates for the wicked, the dismay it creates for the ratchet, and the light, the illumination, the true light it brings to the righteous. The author of this mizmor was, some say, not so much an original poet, but he was a masterly hymn writer. There is scarcely a phrase in the psalm, the mizmor, which is not borrowed, but he combines the language of the earlier psalmist and Hanavim and the prophets into a costly mosaic with a skill which is worthy of the occasion. He makes us to feel, to perceive that he has been deeply moved and inspired to recognize the greatness of the crisis, the universal king, the universal Nagus, even Nagus the Neges. So, for today's daily psalm, Psalm 99, the themes of Psalms 93 and 97 is repeated, and the theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, Psalm 99, Psalm XCIX, is call to worship, to worship renewed.
Yes, 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 the time we have here, love to get into this one a little deeper, but let's just go another level up in the study and the hearing of today's daily psalm and see how it links here in the season with the Torah reading and feeding in Shoftim and Judges. A significant theme is justice and judgment here in today's daily psalm. So here, a midrash, a quick study, SI, 90s,
Psalm 99.
Mizmor Tzadetet.
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut haaretz.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy, 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 for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob.
Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy, 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 holy.
And here, 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 Midrash on today's psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzarei Et. Mizmor Tzarei Et, Mizmor Tzarei Et, Psalm 99, Psalm XCIX, a Midrash here from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, today's psalm. The Lord reigneth, let the peoples tremble. Here, here, the Aleph verse. Yahweh Malak Yirgzu Amin. Yahweh Malak Yirgzu Amin. Jehovah reigneth. Jehovah, he who be, we be, hath become king. Yahweh Malak, he who be, we be, has incarnated. Yirgzu Amin. May the peoples, Amin, Yirgzu, Yirgzu, tremble. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Shmuel Samuel, as long as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are in exile, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the heavens is not at peace, is not at shalom. Yet the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earthly plane, they dwell unperturbed. When the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, when the Israelites are redeemed, however, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Shemayim, of the heavens, will be at shalom, at peace. But the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, will tremble. Hence, here, 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 in today's chant, today's mizmor, Yahuwah Malak, Yerigzu, Amin. Jehovah reigneth. Jehovah hath become king. He who be, we be, has been coronated. May the peoples, make the peoples tremble. Yerigzu, Amin. May they be awestruck. Yerigzu, Amin. He is enthroned upon the cherubim. May the earth, may she stagger. Hear, hear, hear. Second part of the Aleph verse. Yoshev Kerubi Tanut Haaretz. Yoshev Kerubi Tanut Haaretz. He is enthroned. He sitteth. Yoshev Kerubim, Kerubim. He sitteth the Kerubim, the cherubim. Tanut, may she quake, may she stagger. Tanut Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane. Stagger, stagger this way and that way. Lamazeh, why this? Because Yahuwah, Jehovah is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Hear, hear, hear. The base, the second verse. Yahuwah b'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol ha'amin. He who be, we be, is great, is big up in Zion. Yahuwah b'tzion gadol. And he is high with Ram, who, and he himself, who, is Ram, with Ram, who, above all the peoples, all call Ha'amin. Rav Yohanan took the words Jehovah is great in Zion. Yahuwah Bitzion Gadol. To mean that Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty is great because of what he has did in Zion, in Zion, his own house. He has not spared his own house, his own bait. He has not spared. Therefore, when he returns to punish the destroyers thereof, how much greater, their punishment? His own bait. He has not spared. Therefore, when he returns to punish the destroyers, thereof, how much greater their punishment? Now here's the Midrash note. The Midrash note right here, connected with how much greater their punishment, the destroyers. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the first parak. The Midrash on Psalm 3.1. But Rav Hanina interpreted the words, Jehovah is great in Zion, Yahuwah b'Tzion Gadol, as follows. When Jehovah causes his presence, his face, his perception to return to Zion, then will he be great in Zion. Rav Yohanan said, a verse in scripture supports Rav Hanina. This verse in scripture, in the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically the 17th verse, the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically the 17th verse that reads, when the Lord shall build up Zion, then he shall appear in his glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, then hath he appeared in his glory. Here. The 102nd Psalm, right here. Hebraically the Kof Beit Psalm. Here the 17th verse in the Hebrew. Might correspond to the 16th verse in the KJV, but here from the Hebrew, Ki Bana Yahuwah Zion Nirah Biakabodo. When he who be who he be has built up Zion, Ki Bana, Ki for when, for Bana, build up Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Zion, Zion, Nirah, he appears, he has appeared, he appears. Be kavodo, or brought out here as when Jehovah has built up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Nirah, be kavodo. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Here. Today's Mizmor, today's chant, Psalm 99. Here, the Dalet, the fourth verse. The king's strength also loveth judgment. We're oz melech mishpat ahev. The king, the melech's strength, oz loveth ahev mishpat, judgment. You find that when a man is strong, he does not make use of the way of judgment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be he, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 61 and 8, loveth judgment, for as is said in Isaiah, for I, the Lord, love judgment. And here, the last in the Hebrew, Ki Ani Yahuwah Ohev Mishpat, for I, he who be who he be, love justice, or Mishpat, judgment. Ki Ani Yahuwah Ohev Mishpat, Ki Ani Yahuwah Ohev Mishpat, for I, over he who be, love judgment. Kiani Yahuwah Oheb Mishpat. Accordingly, Rab Abahu took the verse to mean, even though Hayel Ha'el, the Almighty, is the strength, Hayel Ha'el Ha'elohim loves judgment and makes use of the way of judgment, thou hast established equity. Thou hast established Ata Konanta Meshari, the I male and none other. Ata Konanta Mekonin Konanta, to establish. Ata Konanta Meshari, thou hast established Meisharim, equity. Ra, Issachandri, Alexandri, took these words to mean, thou hast established order in thy world. When a man has a claim against his neighbor, he appears with him before the law. And after both pledge themselves to accept what the law decides, they make peace, they make shalom. Hence, thou hast established equity. Ata konanta meshari. Or, when a man going along the way sees his enemy's ass falling down under its burden, he goes forward, lends a hand, and helps his enemy in loading and in unloading. Here we have a midrash note. Here, a midrash note right here. His enemies, or when a man going along his way sees his enemy's ass fallen. Also in the words of Robeinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, speaks to the same point to Einai in the Brit Chadasha, in the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan. Here, so the PE, the print edition, Makiri, the ET, the edited text has his neighbors. So it would read, or when a man going along his way sees his neighbor's ass falling down under its burden, he goes forward, lends a hand, and helps his enemy, his neighbor, in loading and in unloading. Then both men go into an inn. And the latter says, quote, so-and-so, Clay is my friend after all, and I thought that he was my enemy. Then both men go into an inn, and the latter says, so-and-so is my friend after all, and I thought that he was my enemy. They fall into talking with one another, and peace and shalom results between them. What was it that caused the two men to make peace and become friends? It was that the first man kept what is written in HaTorah. It was that the first man kept, guarded, hedged about, protected, kept what is written in HaTorah, in the Torah. Namely, here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 5. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee fallen down under its burden, thou shalt forbear to pass by him. Thou shalt surely release it with him. Ki yeterech mora sonaika roveta tachata masao. If thou see ki tereh, the ass of him that hateth thee, chemor sonaika, lying under its burden. Robeta tachata masao. thou that I shall forbid to pass by him. Thou shalt surely release it with him. With chadalta me zob lawu azoba ta zob imo. Of Torah, it is written, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Dirakeha darkeya noam uakola nitiboteha shalom. Her ways, dirakeha, her ways are ways of pleasantness, darke noam, and all her paths we call nitiboteha, her paths, shalom, peace. Derakeha darkeya noam, we call nitiboteha shalom. Accordingly, thou dost bring about justice and judgment in Yaakov, in Jacob. Here, today's Mizmor, Psalm 99, here the Dalet, the fourth verse. Mishpat u'tzedaka b'Yaakov ata asita. Thou dost do about justice and righteousness, judgment and righteousness, judgment and charity. Mishpat u'tzedaka b'Yaakov, in Jacob ata asita. Ata asita, the I does bring about justice and judgment in Jacob. Mishpata u tzedaka, mishpat judgment u, and tzedaka and righteousness and charity, tzedaka. Mishpata u tzedaka b'Yaakov, in Jacob. Ata, the I, male, asita, has done, did. This refers to the verse, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 21, verse 1, where it reads, now these are the judgments that thou shalt set before them. Now these are the judgments that thou, the male, shall set before them. Now these are the judgments. Ve'ele ha-mishapatim asherah tasi lifneihem. Now these are the judgments, the ordinances, the judgments. Ha-mishpatim, the judgments that thou, the I, shall set before them. Asher tasi lifnehem, before their faces. Ve'ele, and these, ve'ele ha-mishpatim, asher, that which tasim, the I set, lifnehem, before their faces, before them. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, asher tasim, lifnehem. Moses and Aaron among his priests. Hear the wow verse, the vav verse, the sixth verse. Moses and Aaron among his priests. Moshe with Aharon b'Kohenayo. Moshe with Aharon b'Kohenayo. Rav Yudan taught in the name of Rav Jose Bar Hanina, and Rav Berkaya taught in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Arha. In all the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, in the wilderness, Moses did not hesitate to minister as Kohen Gadol, as high priest. For it is said, Moses and Aaron among his priests. For it is said, Moshe ve'Aharon be'Kohenayo, Moses and Aaron among his priests. Rav Berakiah, in the name of Rav Shimon, Simon said, however, this point is fully made, in scripture in the passage. Even the passage from 1 Chronicles, chapter 23, verses 13 to 14, where it reads, the sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should be sanctified as most holy, he and his sons forever, to offer lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, to minister to him. So to Moses, Moshe, Ish HaElohim, the man of Hailahim, of the power. His sons, however, are named among the tribe of Levi, among the tribe of Levi. And here the Midrash note says, as Levites, but not as priests. As Levim, but not as Kohanim. As Levites, but not as priests. So it says, so to Moshe, Ish HaElohim, the Ish, the man of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. His sons, however, are named among the tribe of Levi, are named as Levim, but not as Kohanim. Rav Eleazar Bar Jose taught, on each of the 7 days of consecration, Midrash note right here, that is Aaron's consecration as Kohen Gadol, as Lika Kahenai, as high priest. On each of the 7 days of consecration, Moshe, wearing a white linen garment that had no seam, Midrash note on no seam, only Aharon, Ubanayo, and his sons were required to wear the garments of priesthood, the garments of the Kahuna, not Moshe, not Moses. So here, to Rav Eleazar Bar Jose's, he taught that on each of the 7 days of consecration, Moshe, wearing a white linen garment that had no seam, ministered as Kohen Gadol, ministered as the high priest, as Lika Kahinat. And Samuel, Shemuel, among them that call upon his name. Ushemuel Bikore Shemo. Ushemuel Bikore Shemo. And Samuel amongst them, amongst the callers, Bikore, among the Kore Shemo, the Kore Shemo, the callers of his name. Here, Psalm 99, the sixth verse. What is the point of mentioning Shemuel, of mentioning Samuel, with Moshe, with Aharon, with Moses and Aaron? Even as Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron prayed for the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation of Yisrael, the society of Israel, the congregation of Israel, so did Shemuel, so did Samuel. Hence it is said, and Samuel among them that call upon Shemo, upon his name, upon the Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, they call upon Yahuwah, he who be, who ye be, and he answered them. Ushimuela Bikore Shemo Koreim Eli Yahuwah Wehu Yah name. Woohoo, yeah, the name.
מזמור צדת תת אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים יושב קרובים תנות הארץ אדוני בציון גדול ורם הוא על כל העמים יודו שמך גדול ונורא קדוש הוא ועוז מלך משפט אהב אתה כוננת משרים משפט וצדקה ביעקב אתה עשית רוממו אדוני אלוהינו והשתחוו לאדום רגליו קדוש הוא משה ואהרון בכהניו ושמואל בקוראי שמו קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו.
Mizmor tzadetet.
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut haaretz.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Holy.
Thank you.
justice, justice shalt thou follow. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Yes, sir. About to ride over here, 48 degrees. So here, after the Shabbat gathering, we on the ear and the iris. It's like 72 interesting questions. I would say this Torah reading and feeding is like a compendium of a summary of that which has gone before. I pour about to write up the Aliyah and the Aliyot here for this 48th degree of Ayinai sabbatical study. The Baraka first, but first is right here for this.
Shalom, Habrim, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, send it Salam. This 48th weekly Torah portion, Shoftim is a very, very, it's a very important Torah portion. It's almost like a summary of that which we have been studying previously. So for the brothers and sisters and others who might be interested in getting a full and of the teaching of His Majesty and I assembly reasonings here on the Ian and the Ira, please check the on-demand for the previous weekly Torah portion readings and feedings, sabbatical studies, also the RastafariGroundation.org for more information and to make intel for the ISL.
And also the LOJS.org page updated.
Great. And also growing in levels of Christ consciousness, the consciousness of the King of Kings Christ, Sinai, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Adonenu HaAdon Yeshua, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, Adonai Jah. Rastafari. Now we are here, dearly beloved, at the 48th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And for this Torah portion reading and feeding, we have judges in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic Hebrew, Shoftim, judges, Shoftim, Shotarim, judges and officers. Judges and officers shall ye make in all your gates. Just a kind of a paraphrase of that first word there, but the specifics is judges and officers, and this speaks of the judicial system, Ayinai judicial system, the judicial system of the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel. We, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Yehuda, Society of His Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, yay. So, just to emphasize this, because hopefully this will be a recurring area of the scriptures and with the sabbatical table talk, the Shabbat table talk questions, about 72 of the questions. Hopefully we will be able to get into as many of them. And may the spirit of truth and the word of truth get into I and we. Shema Yisrael Yahuwah Eloheinu Yahuwah Yahweh Ahad. Hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our power, almighty power, Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad, he who be who he be, the one, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So we begin, B'Shem Ha'av Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh. S-I. So this Torah portion right here, this just as a kind of a point of order, a summary here on the ear and the eye for this 48th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in I annual Ras, the Farai sabbatical studies for this sabbatical strong. So we're already here at the 48th. And in the usual cycle, we have about 54, right? When we say give or take, either they double up. In some years, the Torah portion, certain Torah portion reading and feedings double up in order to have the appropriate number of readings for the Shabuas, for the Sabbaths, in alignment with the Mo'adim of the appointed. The appointed holy days, Isla days, the Shabbat, the annual Shabbat days, also referred to in the Hebrew as the Shabbaton, S-I, Astafari. So, just as a couple of words here at the outset, and hopefully some updates, and hopefully we can begin to touch on some of those 72 questions. I think some of the questions we've answered, but to test our knowledge, right? It's important for I and we to test our knowledge, right? Test what we are learning as disciples, as followers and disciples of the King of Kings, Christ, His Majesty's Moshiach, Getachin Jesus Christo. So, in pointing to a summary right here, in fact, some of the I that might have gone to the YouTube's channel and might have noticed that, you know, we have posted maybe a few reasonings from the previous Shanas, the previous cycles, the previous years, you can say, we have gone into very much more detail. We're at a particular point right now where we're seeking to ingather, because this is the end of the year here, looking forward to the civil new year, looking forward to the fulfillment at the end of this ecclesiastical, churchical year. So we're ending the churchical year. We're ending the Torah portion reading and feedings in the sense of this, we could say this semester of our studies in the Rastafari Yeshiva. We, the Ethiopian Hebrews, Ethio-Israel, we the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So we're getting a groundation in this word, but this particular Torah portion concerning judges and officers really concerns the judicial system. And there's been a refrain, a chant that the lost found sheeple, the black sheeple, and many other peoples, right, following the mislead of the lost black sheeple, have been going around saying, no justice, no peace. How would that be in the Hebrew? That would be like, lo mishpat, right? Lo mishpat, lo shalom, mishpat, or mishpat. Like we say, Jehoshaphat, Shaphat. So you're familiar with that. You've heard of the valley of the Jehoshaphat, the valley, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. The valley of decision, Jehoshaphat, Yahoshaphat, is a way of referring to the tetragrammaton in that form of speech. I will get into that as well. That's getting into some of the Hebrew for Rastafarians, right? The Hebrew for Rastafarians, Hebrew for Rastafari. We're seeking to bring that even more forward as we are looking forward, looking ahead to the new cycle, the new season. In Yahweh, if Jah will, I live, and I will do this and do that, but so that the brothers and sisters, the Habarim, that the I them might know, you know, where we're at right now, what we're studying right now, why we're studying this, what is the purpose of the study of this, and why we need to study to shew and show I self-approve. Could we may be called. And if we have been called, it's time to choose that which is pleasing in the caller's sight, what is pleasing in Jah's sight for I and I and we. And as His Majesty says to I and I, says to we, Rastafari, and to all who would hear, who would shama'ah, for my part I glory in the Bible. And this is the order, right, for diligent study, right, for diligent investigation and seeking in the Word, right, from Shabua, sabbatical, the seven, the week, we could say from the week to the week. But see, the week is really weak if you don't study to show yourself approved, if you're not into the Jah Word, into the script, and receiving His Spirit, right, so you can grow. You can grow in grace and grow as children. So, brothers, sisters, grab your pen and your paper, your sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E, and bring a willing and a repentive, willing, repentive, attentive heart and mind to Shama'ah, Shama'ah, ahad, to hear the One. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters. More to come. Once again, Shabbat Shalom. Send it Salam. Sabbatical peace.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So here, we're in the fourth week of comfort, the fourth Shavua of comfort as well. And this is what's called Anoki, Anoki, who? Anoki, Anoki in the Hebrew. We pick up with Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 51 and 12. And it's interesting, it's the I. Even I, the I am he, also the I and I, he, the I, Anoki, Anoki, who, here, build on that, look a bit more, but right here, getting ready here, yeah, the one loaf of bread, yes, sir.
Yeah!
Christ will be the multitude that don't ever loaf of bread, Christ will be the multitude that don't ever loaf of bread, Christ will be the multitude that don't ever loaf of bread, Christ will be the multitude. Christ feed the multitude, the only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Speaking off here with the Baraka, with the blessing before the reading. Yes, sir. The blessing for the reading of the Torah. So here we're at the 48th degree right here, at the fourth Shabbat of comfort, as we're coming to the New Year's time here in the season, coming to the fall festival, the third of the three times in the year, where all the males of Israel, all the males of Israel, are commanded to appear. So here we have the fall festival. Here we have Rosh Hashanah, the day of the blowing of the trumpets, the lunar new year, the sixth, and about five or so days between the lunar and the solar new year coming forward. So we have the September 6th and September 11th here in the season. So the Sabbaths, about seven Sabbaths beforehand, are called the Shabbat of comfort, where Jah seeks to comfort his people, comfort Jah people. So right here, the Baraka, what is said before the reading of the Torah, reading and feeding, We have about 9 or so minutes just for those in the live stream listening. Get to see, to hear full of full. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. So here, riding out with the Baraka, the blessing.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole praise is due for help.
Blessings of the Torah, before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborach. Baruch Yahweh Hamborach Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my light, and I and I be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and as a forward I reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. Shoftim, Sabbath, Judges, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book
of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in give ear, shalom, chavarim, shabbat shalom for this shabbat shofetim, Sabbath judges, senbet, tharajoch, hear for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the first up offering for this 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat, Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, here at verse 18, Judges in the gates here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah for this Shabbat of offering up here. And here the first words for this 48th Torah portion, reading and feeding. Shoftim with Shotrim titen leka bikol she'areka asher yahweh eloheka noten leka lisha bateka ve'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee I in all thy gates. Shoftim with shotrim titen leka bekol she'areka. Which who Yahweh Eloheka, who Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee throughout thy tribes. Asher Yahweh Eloheka noten leka lisha barteka. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. We shafatu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Thou shalt not rest judgment, shall not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, a bribe. For a gift, a bribe, doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahweh Eloheka giveth thee. Justice, shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, lima'ana tichyeh, v'yarashta et ha'aretz asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near to the altar, the Mizbeach, HaMizbeach of Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which that thou shalt make. Neither shall thou set thee up any image which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. Thou shalt not plant thee an Asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar, the Mizbeach, Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which thou shalt make thee I. Neither shalt thou set thee up a pillar which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 17. Offerings must be unblemished. Thou shalt not sacrifice la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah, the I Elohim, any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish, or any evil flavoredness, for that is an abomination la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah, the I Elohim. idolaters to be stoned. Verse 2. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the Elohim, giveth thee, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness, ratchetness in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, and have gone and served Elohim, Acharim, other Elohim, and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought, is done in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man, that man, or that woman, which who have committed that wicked, that ratchet thing to thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. Obedience to authority. Verse 8. If there arise a matter too hard for thee, in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up to the place into Hamakom, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt come to the priest, HaKohanim, the Levite, HaLewim, and to the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall shew thee the sentence of judgment, and thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place, which Yahweh Jehovah shall choose, shall shew thee, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of HaTorah, the law, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand or nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken to HaKohen, to the Kohen, to the priest that standeth to minister there, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim, or to the judge, even that man, that man, shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, and all the people, Ha'am, shall hear and fear and respect reverence, and do no more presumptuous. And here for the second up offering, for the second reading, here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 17, here at verse 14, concerning a king, concerning a melech, concerning a neguz. Here for the Sheni, the second reading, the second aliyah, the second up offering up for this Shabbat Shoftim. Ki atabo ilia ha aretza
Asharia Waloheka Notena Lak. We are Rishta. We Ya Shabtaha Baha. We Amarta Asima Alaya Meleka Kol Hagoyima Asher Se Ba Botai.
Hear, hear, hear the second reading, the second aliyah of offering for Shabbat Shoftim concerning a king. When thou art come to the land which Yahweh Eloheka giveth thee, I, and shall possess it, and shall possess her, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, over I, like as all the nations, the goyim, ha-goyim, the nationalities, the nations that are about me, about I. Ki atabo iliyaha aretza asheria waloheka notena lak. We are rishataha. We ya shabataha bah. We amarta. Sima alai melek kukola goyima asha se bia botai. Thou shalt in any wise set him king melek, even the goose over thee, I, whom Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim shall choose. One, from among thy brethren shalt thou set king melek, Negus, over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, not Achika, not Wendemith, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Mitzrayim, to Kemet, to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as Yahweh Jehovah have said to you, ye, y'all, shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, in a book, a sefer, cipher, out of that which is before HaKohanim, HaLewim, the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Elhayo, respect Jehovah Elhayo, his Elohim, to keep all the words, the Devarim, of this Torah, of this law, this direction, instruction, and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days, his kingdom, and his government, he and his children in the midst of
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat
Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, 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 ear. O Yisrael, Ethiopia, Yisrael. Hear, 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 hear. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, the third up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shoftim, 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 Shoftim. Senbet Farajot here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. He had Deuteronomy chapter 18. Chapter 18 for the Shalishi, the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Lewi, the tribe of Levi, of Lewi. Here, picking up for the Shalishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For this Shabbat Shoftim. Lo Yihyeh La Kohanim Ha Lewin Kol Shevet Lewi Chelek Wi Nachlaim Yisrael Ishei Yahuwah Wi Nachlato Yokelun. Hear, hear, hear. For the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Lewi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. Lo Yihyeh La Kohanim Halwim Kol Shevet Lewi Chelek. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh, of Jehovah, made by fire, and his inheritance with Nachla Ima Yisrael Ishe Yahuwah We Nachlato Yo Kelun. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yao Jehovah is their inheritance, as he hath said to them. Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, do. Verse 3. The priests do. And this shall be Ha Kohanim, the Kohanim, the priests do from Ha'am, from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give to Ha Kohanim, the Kohanim, the priests, the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. The first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. Ki Yahweh Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, him and Benayo, his sons, forever, for
I
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear,
Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear.
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 Give ear right here. And hear for the Rabbi.
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 The Rabbi. Hear for the Rabbi. The Rabbi. Aliyah,
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 Aliyah.
Here for the fourth up offering, the fourth offering up. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shofatim, the Rabbi Aliyah. Here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 6, for the Rabbi, Rabbi, the fourth reading, the fourth offering up, up offering. Wiki Yabo Ha Lewiya Me Achada Sheareka Mikola Yisrael Asher Hu Gar Sham Uaba Bikola Awat nafsho illa hamakom asher yibahari yawa. And if a Levite, Lewi, come from any of thy gates out of all, call Israel, out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind to the place, the makom, which Yahweh, Jehovah, shall choose. Then he shall minister in the name, in the Hashem of Yahweh, El Hayo, of Jehovah, his Elohim, as all his brethren, Halloween, the Levites do, which stand there, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah, they shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. Idolatrous practices forbidden. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 9. When thou art come into the land which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, I, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations, those nationalities. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, with obia, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination, la Yahweh, to Jehovah, and because of these abominations, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh Elheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim. And hear, 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 for the Hamishi, the Hamishi, the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering up, up offering here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Sendet Farajot here. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 14, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, 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 fifth offering up. ki ha goyim ha elash ata yoresha otam ela me onnim we ela osamim ishma'u we hata lokin natan lekai yahua eloheka. Here for the Chamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth offering up for Shabbat Shoftim, Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 14. For these nations which who thou shalt possess, ki ha goyim ha'ele, asha'ata yoreishotam, hearkened to observers of times and to diviners. Illa me onanim wi illa kosamim isha ma'u. But, however, as for thee, I, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath not suffered thee I so to do. Ata lokin natana lekai Yahuwah Eloheka. The great prophecy of Mashiach, of Messiah, of Christos, the anointed of Christ, the great prophecy of Messiah, the prophet. Compare and contrast with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23. Here, Deuteronomy, chapter 18, at verse 15. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will rise up to the I a prophet, a Nabi, from the midst of the I, of thy brethren, like to me, like to I. To him ye all shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yahweh Eloheka in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh Elohai, of Jehovah Hailei, neither. Let me make I see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will rise them up a Nabi, a prophet from among their brethren, like to thee, I, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. The test of the prophets, the Nevi'im, the Nabiim, the test of the prophets, verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word, davar, in my name, Shemi, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, even that prophet, that Navi, shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word Hadavar, which Yahweh Jehovah hath not spoken? when a prophet speaketh in the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Hak-Adosh-Baruch-Hu-Baruch-Hashem, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath not spoken. But the prophet Hanabi hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And hear, hear, hear. So the book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 19. Cities of refuge. Compare, see Numbers chapter 35, 1 to 34, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 41 to 49. But here, continuing here in the Chamishi Aliyah, Deuteronomy chapter 19, at verse 1, cities of refuge. When Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, has cut off Hagoyim, the nations, nationalities, whose land Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, giveth thee I, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities, and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I to possess it, to possess her. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coast of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither there. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither there, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helf, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee to one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood of Hadam pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past, and I will pass. Wherefore I command thee, I, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee, I. And if Jehovah the I Elohim enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and give thee all the land which he promised to give to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim, and to walk ever, to trod ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee, I, beside these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him in ambush, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities. Then the elders are king. Then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee,
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill
them. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema, give ear, and hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Shoftim, for this Sabbath Judges. Here picking up the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering up for this Shabbat Shoftim, Senbet Farajoch, Sabbath Judges. Here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 19, here at verse 14, the sacred landmark, the sacred landmark. Lo tasig gabul reika ashera gablu rishonima benachlateka ashera Tinhala ba'aretz asher Yahweh Eloheka noten leka le'rishataha. Here for the sixth reading for this Sabbath, Judges, the sacred landmark, verse 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark. Lo tasiga gabula reika, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, asher gablu rishonim b'nachlateka, which thou shalt inherit in the land that Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, I, to possess it, to possess ha. Asher tinchala ba'aretz asheri Yahweh Eloheka noten leka l'rishtaha. The terror of the law, HaTorah, the instruction, direction, verse 15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, any uckery, in any sin that he sinneth, any uck that he ucketh, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah, before HaKohanim, before the priests and Hashoftim and the judges, which shall be in those days. And Hashoftim, the judges, shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and have testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye all do to him as he had thought to have done to his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear and respect, and shall henceforth here forward commit no more any such evil rara among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. And hear, 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 give ear right here. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 20. The law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of warfare. When thou goest out to battle, to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. Ki Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim is with thee, I, who brought thee, I, up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when y'all are come nigh, near to the battle, that the priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall approach and speak to Ha'am, the people, and shall say to them, Shema, 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 hear, O Yisrael, ye y'all, approach this day to the battle against your enemies. Make not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye y'all terrified of them. Ki Elohim, for Jehovah y'all Elohim is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers, HaShotrim, shall speak to Ha'am, the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house, a new bait, and hath not livicated it? May him go and return to his house, Beito, lest he die in the battle, and another man livicate it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard, and hath not yet eaten of it? May him also go and return to Beito, his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, a Isha, and hath not taken her? Make him go and return to Beito, his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And Shotarim, the officers, shall speak further to Ha'am, the people,
And they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted, weak-hearted? Let him make him go and return to Beito, lest his brethren's heart faint, as well as his heart. And it shall be, when Ha-Shotrim, the officers, have made an end of speaking to Ha'am, to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead Ha'am, to lead the people, 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 the people.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh offering up offering, here for this Shabbat Shoftim, for this Senbet Farajot, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 20. Here at verse 10 for the Shavi'i. For the Shavi'i, here for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah. Ki yatikrav il ir li hilachem aleha wikarata aleha li shalom. When thou comest near, kia tikrav, to a city, il ir, to fight against it, to fight against her, le hielachem aleha. Then proclaim peace, shalom, to it. Proclaim peace, shalom, to her. Wikarata eleha li shalom. 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 And it shall be, if it make thee I answer of shalom, answer of peace, answer of salam, and open to thee, then it shall be that all Ha'am, all the people that is found therein, shall be tributaries to thee, I, and they shall serve thee, I. And if it will make no shalom, lo shalom, no peace, no salam with thee, I, but will make war against thee, I, then thou shalt besiege it, besiege her. And when Jehovah, the I Elohim, have delivered her into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male, Zakar, thereof with the edge of the sword. But the woman and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shalt thou take to thyself, and thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, hath given thee, I. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to all the cities which are very far off from thee, I, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which Yahweh Elheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, doth give thee, I, for an inheritance. Thou shalt save alive no thing, nothing,
that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as Jehovah, the I Elohim, has commanded thee, I, that they teach you not to do after all their abominations which they have done to their Elohim, their gods, so should ye your akab sin against Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time, a long Iowa, in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat, for food, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee, I, until it be subdued. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear, hear, Deuteronomy, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 21, inquest, inquisition, inquest for the slain. If one be found slain in the land which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee, I, to possess it, lying in the field, and it be not known who hath slain him, then the I elders and the I judges shall come forward, and they shall measure to the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next to the slain man, even the elders of that city, shall take a heifer which have not been worked with, and which have not drawn in the yoke. And the elders, Zakim, and the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer to a rough valley which is neither eared nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And HaKohanim and the priests, the Kohani, the sons of Lewi, of Levi, shall come near. For them, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have chosen to minister to him and to bless the name, the Hashem of Yahweh, of Jehovah. And by their word shall every controversy, contravacy, and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here. Here at verse 7, Deuteronomy 21, verse 7, for the maftir reading here for this Shabbat Shoftim, the maftir reading. With Anu. V'anu, v'anu. V'amru. Yadainu. Lo. Shafoku. Eta hadam hazet. V'ainenu. Lo. Rao. And they shall answer and say, V'anu. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood. Yadenu lo shafaku eta hadam hazeh 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 neither have our eyes seen it. We ainenu lo au. Be merciful, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, to thy people, Yisrael, to Amikah, Yisrael, thou whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood to thy people of Yisrael's charge, to Amikah, Yisrael's charge. And Hadam and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of Yahuwah of Jah. And thus fulfills the Torah Aliyot, the readings for this Shabbat Shofti, this Senbet Farajot, Kavur Lakalu. Kavur Dimsu, Kavur Lahailu, glory to the word, glory to sound, glory to the power. Kavur Le Abinu, Le Melkeinu, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to Abuna, our father, to Nagusna, Ainai King, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity, Be Shem Yeshu, HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachina, Medchadetachin, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
And here is the fulfillment of the reading from the first of the Trinity of readings from the Torah, as the prophet's reading for this Shabbat of comfort, and also New Covenant reading here, looking forward to the first day. Here's the Baraka after the reading from the Torah.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following Baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru. Amen.
Padamawi, padamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet, vayei olam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no pain for us.
And so here we have the prophet's reading, but the theme here is justice and judgment and what is right, especially amongst our people. It's important for us to reason on this, especially in light of the human rights violations against Ayin Hara Safari, particularly the Nzinga King, you know, that particular incident and situation that is as hot right now. It reminds I and I of this Torah portion here and this season. But here, as we get ready for the first day, the first light service right here, have a little outro right here, getting ready. Yes, I.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Original Justice Man. Champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asks me what I see with the sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'm killing for you. I'm killing for you.
And as the elders then said, kill, cramp, and paralyze every weak heart conception, wipe them out of creation. So here in the outro, here for the after the Shabbat, looking forward to the Sunday service. Brothers and sisters, yes, I, Rastafari here, Queen Omega, judgment, yes, I.
Justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Justice, 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 shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Litma'ana tichye. We ya rashta etta ha'areta asheri Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Lak. Lak.
Sunday service. Now come who? Yes, I. Your boy Toe. Yes, I. Lak.